This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Colorado Springs Police Department needs help identifying two female suspects. The women have been burglarizing motor vehicles at several gyms in Colorado Springs, including 24-Hour Fitness, the YMCA, Lifetime, Planet Fitness, and Villa Sport. The two women have smashed the back window and removed wallets, purses, and other items. They have then gone immediately to Walmart, Home Depot, and other stores and used the stolen credit cards. The Pueblo Police Department has arrested two men in connection with the alleged killing of a 33-year-old woman who was found dead in New Mexico on May 21st. According to a statement from PPD, charges are being filed against 52-year-old Roy Slagle and 54-year-old Sean Pierce for the homicide of 33-year-old Amber Deck. PPD says Slagle was arrested for first-degree murder and Pierce was arrested for accessory to first-degree murder. Michael White has been found guilty of first-degree murder for the death of a Fort Carson soldier that happened over 30 years ago. Darlene Krashock, 20, was found dead behind a restaurant on South Academy Boulevard in the early hours of March 17, 1987. Colorado Springs police say she was strangled and her body was moved to that restaurant. Evidence listed in court documents indicates that Krashock was sexually assaulted and killed after last being seen at a bar. A two-year process ended Tuesday as El Paso County Commissioners unanimously certified an updated master plan designed to guide growth and development through 2040. As KRDO News Channel 13 first reported in March, local experts expect the county to grow by 250,000 people by 2050, even though that projected growth will occur only in 10% of the county, providing the motivation for change. The updated plan includes a greater focus on water usage and supply, as well as more involvement by military installations. The last Thursday in June is known around the Air Force Academy as I-Day, or In-Processing Day, and it's when the class of 2025 gets its first taste of military life. As of Thursday, a little over 1,100 appointees are now in basic training. According to the U.S. Air Force Academy, the class is made up of 70.3% males, 29.7% females. About 36.4% of this class consists of minority appointees. Cloudy skies, rain, and snow didn't dampen the enthusiasm of thousands of visitors eager to see the new Summit House complex as it opened to the public Thursday. The complex replaces the old Summit House built in the early 1960s and was demolished earlier this spring. But remaining on the grounds is a wall from the first Summit House built in 1873. Visitors seem impressed with the larger modern facility and its additional windows to capture more of the surrounding mountain scenery. The Broadmoor Pikes Peak International Hill Climb, brought to you by Gran Turismo, is gearing up for the 99th annual Race to the Clouds. The competition kicks off tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. and we'll be bringing you live coverage on the radio.
Good morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Venachinque. Looks like we're going to have more clouds and sun today and keep the temperatures pretty cool. Highs only reach in the 60s in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and Canyon City, likely lower 50s around Woodland Park. Periods of rain this morning, and then some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Severe weather is not likely, but some of the stronger storms could produce some pretty good downpours at times and maybe some gusty wind or some real small hail. And if we get one of those storms to go over a burn scar, then maybe even some flash flooding. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.